Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
646, 14 for 7, before 7 here at WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker. Dane Cialino joins us, our friend, professor of law at Loyola. An LSU fraternity is suspended amid another hazing investigation, and this is just so tragic in so many different ways. Good morning, Dane. How are you?
Morning, Tommy. Just fine.
Can you give us the facts of the case, if you will, for those, or at least of what happened so far, for those that are not quite aware of it?
Well, yeah, the facts are still developing. The LSU Police Department and the DA's office in Baton Rouge are still investigating the incident, but apparently, a fraternity member of a fraternity at LSU was very, very drunk, was in a state of alcohol poisoning, went to the ICU in Baton Rouge. I understand he's been released from the ICU, but he's still hospitalized. And somewhere along the way, he talked to his girlfriend. His girlfriend was upset about the incident and wound up committing suicide. So, horribly tragic series of events with a death from suicide and a near-death incident from alcohol poisoning.
And to be, it's one school's not better than the other, one life's not valuable more than the other, but you can only imagine, you know, these two kids, one of them graduates from Dominican, the other one from Jesuit, they got their whole life ahead of them, and then this foolishness just intervenes, and this family has lost this young lady forever. What does the hazing law say? I guess it's the Max Groover law, right?
Right, after Max Groover's hazing death. Right, after his 2017 hazing death at LSU in 2018, the Louisiana legislature enacted and John Bell Edwards signed into law the Max Groover Act, which, along with a couple of other pieces of legislation, really put Louisiana on the cutting edge of trying to prevent hazing through enhanced law enforcement and civil liability and administrative obligations for universities. But what it does on the criminal side, and what is perhaps applicable in this case, is it makes it a misdemeanor punishable by 6 months in jail to engage in an act of hazing that doesn't result in death. Now, whether the suicide could somehow be linked to the hazing is questionable. It's possible, but here the fraternity brothers who were engaged in this hazing incident could face up to 6 months in jail, which is obviously a severe penalty when death doesn't result.
Does the Max Groover law in any way address anything like this? The young lady that committed suicide as a result of, and again, I don't guess we really know this yet or not, right, about what happened with, and this was her boyfriend that was taken to the hospital?
Apparently so. Yeah.
Does the law address that?
Not really, because, the law certainly addresses when a death is caused by hazing. Whether this suicide, which obviously is a death, could be caused by hazing is, as I said, that causal link is questionable. And prosecutors across the nation have tried to use events to link to make suicides essentially homicides, but again, it's very difficult to do. So I would be surprised to see the suicide linked in with the hazing. But the hazing incident that led to the hospitalization, the admission to the ICU of a of a young man like this is a serious event, and that obviously is going to be treated seriously by the DA's office, just like they did in the aftermath of the Gruber death.
We'll pick it up here when we come back. I think it's hard to, as you just said, it would be hard to attach a reaction, I think, to a hazing incident, and maybe that's some legal ground you don't really want to start treading. At 6:50, 10 till 7, a deadly plane crash in Slidell has crews searching for victims, and we are learning some of the names officials are considering for renaming New Orleans streets. Dave Cohen has all the details for you with WWL First News in less than 10 minutes. Right now it's time for WWL Traffic. 6:55 and a half, 4 and a half before 7 o'clock. We're talking to our friend Dane Cialino, a professor of law at Loyola, about apparently another hazing case at LSU. It's being investigated. It ended with one young man in the intensive care unit who is still hospitalized, as we understand it, from, I guess, alcohol poisoning, and a young lady, a Dominican graduate, that took her life. The student, the male that was sent to the hospital was, and is still in a hospital, was a Jesuit graduate. These kids had their whole life ahead of them, and now, at least for one of them and the family, I can only imagine, and God bless the family, and our sympathies go out, and we are so sorry for your loss. Has anything really changed? I guess I find it hard to believe, and, you know, incorrigible is a strong word, Dane, but if a fraternity is going to engage in this type of activity after Max Gruber on the LSU campus, what kind of stiff penalties would they be looking at? Or what, judge throw the book at him is an old expression, right? But I would think if anybody deserved that, it would be in this case.
Well, as you may remember, one of the defendants in the Gruber case received a 5-year prison sentence, some of it suspended for the homicide. In this case, under the new Max Gruber Act, the maximum penalty for any of the fraternity brothers involved in the hazing incident would be 6 months in jail and a $10,000 fine. It's a misdemeanor because no one died, assuming that there's no way to link the suicide to the hazing incident. And those are serious penalties for young people. 6 months in jail is a real penalty. But, you know, you really do raise the right question. What's going to stop this? I mean, these kids are just being idiots, and the threats of these serious sanctions apparently aren't enough.
In terms of the young lady, and they don't know exactly what happened here, other than there was a connection between her and the guy going to the intensive care unit, I suppose, as I understand it, to go over to her house, but then had to be taken to the hospital, and then she unfortunately took her own life. Legally, I guess that's some very shaky ground, I guess, if you're trying to prove direct connection between hazing and some action like that.
Right, and also, I mean, the law makes homicide, not suicide, a crime. If you encourage somebody to commit suicide, that's a crime. If you facilitate or aid and abet a suicide, that's a crime. But, again, it's that causal link between some act and a person willfully taking their own life with their own hand. It's just very difficult to do. It's been done in some cases, but I would be surprised if the DA's office would try to go out on that limb in this case.
Anything we're missing you'd like to add, Dane?
No, just a sad case, as you pointed out.
Oh, and real quick, I want to ask one more question, which is, where does the line fall between somebody choosing to drink this and being like forced into it, drinking it of his own accord?
Well, again, it doesn't have to be forced or coerced in order for it to be hazing. So it just has to be part of kind of one of these fraternity settings, and it's just got to be, it doesn't have to be coercion in the sense that you would have in the criminal law.
Gotcha. Thank you. I appreciate your time, Dane. Dane, have a good weekend.
All
Dane Cialino.
You too.
Thank you, sir. Professor of Law at Loyola. Christian Clark's going to join us when we come back. Pelicans beat writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. The Pelicans have a new head coach, and that brings with it a whole lot of questions. So we'll talk about that. And then we'll talk to Mike Scarborough in the second half hour. LSU's got a mess on his hands, not as a result of anything Coach O did, but past administrations. We'll talk about it when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.